This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast coverage for games that happened on June 11th, 2022. If you enjoyed the show, share it, subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Leave us a review on one of the platforms or email baseballanalysispod@gmail.com with any feedback you might have. Today we're going to do deep dives on Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, and Zach Wheeler. Let's take a look at the leaderboards from the 11th first. And first for topics of velocity is Giancarlo Stanton with an exit velocity that ties the hardest hit ball in baseball this year. He ties himself, and it's sitting at 119.8 miles per hour. If you haven't seen that shot yet, definitely go check it out. It's worth the watch. The ball gets out quick. Aaron Judge is in second at 115.5. Jorge Alfaro is in third at 115.2. Shohei Ohtani at 113.5 miles per hour, and Rowdy Tellez in fifth at 112.9 miles per hour. Aaron Judge goes 2-for-3 with 2 home runs, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored in the Yankees' 8-0 win over the Chicago Cubs in New York last night. Judge had 2 hard hit balls on the night, bringing his average to .313 on the year and his OPS to 1.079. He's currently second in the league in weighted on base average and first in slugging. In the last 10 games, he's been lights out with 14 hits and 48 plate appearances, 6 home runs, 11 runs scored, 10 RBIs, a walk rate of 16.7%, K rate of 18.8%, averaging .359, slugging .846, weighted on base average of .517, and a WRC plus of .248. 10 games before that, he wasn't doing as hot, still crushing it, 11 hits and 43 plate appearances, 4 home runs, 7 runs scored, 8 RBIs. Walk rate was a little lower, K rate was higher at 27.9%, averaging .289, slugging .658, weighted on base average of .404, a WRC plus of .169. He is the leader of the league in batting war at 3.7. He's leading the league in almost every metric that you possibly could. His whiff rate is a little bit higher than average. His highest whiff rate comes from off-speed pitches at 37.6%, and that is also his highest put-away pitch with a put-away rate of 24.7%. He also has a whiff rate of 30.2 against breaking pitches, but he's not getting put down on that pitch too much. Aaron Judge is seeing the ball very well, obviously, with 24 home runs on the year thus far. He's a clear leader in home runs hit in 2022. Can he keep the pace and continue to crush over 60 bombs this year? Moving on to Mike Trout, who had a big game as well last night in the Angels' 11-6 win over the Mets in Los Angeles. Trout went 3-for-4 with 2 home runs, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored, bringing his average to .294 on the year's OPS to 1.036. He had 3 hard hit balls on the night. Although he will continue to do Mike Trout things, his last 10 games haven't been Mike Trout numbers per se. He has 6 hits and 38 plate appearances, 3 home runs, 5 runs scored, 5 RBIs, walk rate of 7.9%, a K rate of 28.9%, averaging .176, slugging .500. Weighted on base average of .328 and WRC plus of .115. Still solid numbers, obviously, but the 10 games before that, he's batting with an average of .350, 14 hits and 44 plate appearances, 4 home runs, 8 runs scored, 8 RBIs. K rate slightly higher at 34.1%, a walk rate at 6.8%. He was slugging .750 with a weighted on base average of .489 and a WRC plus of .228. Now, in his defense, he has been facing some of the top teams in pitching in those last 10 games, you know, talking about the Mets, Boston, Philadelphia, New York. Those are all teams with a solid pitching staff. And those 10 games before then, he was playing, you know, like Toronto, Texas, Oakland, Texas again, who don't have the best pitching, and he definitely capitalized. The Angels have a tough schedule coming up this week with the Dodgers and Mariners. So let's see if this helps Mike Trout get it done against these teams. Trout is also in the third spot and weighted on base average this year, and he's in fourth for slugging on the year. he doesn't see off-speed pitches as much as fastballs and breaking pitches, but it is his highest whiff rate at 38.7%. It is tough to get Mike Trout out, so his put-away rates are not very high for any of the pitches he sees. His second highest whiff rate comes to breaking pitches with 34.4%. The guy also hits bombs, so he's going to whiff at curveballs. We're going to end the podcast off with Zach Wheeler, who had a big game last night in the Phillies' 4-0 win over the Diamondbacks in Philadelphia. Wheeler pitched 6 innings, gave up 2 hits, 0 earned runs, 0 walks, got 8 strikeouts on the night, bringing his ERA to 2.84. He was only hit hard 5 times last night. In his last 5 outings, he's gotten 4 wins, has at least 7 strikeouts in the game, and hasn't given up a home run. The last home run he gave up was against the Dodgers on May 12th, which was 6 games ago. Now, he's not extremely high up on any of the leaderboards per se, but his pitch arsenal is diversifying him big time. He's throwing his fastball 57% of the time, slider 30%, curve 10%, changeup 2%. His highest whiff rate and put away rate comes off of his fastball. So he's doing a great job locating that pitch, and it's obviously got a lot of movement on it. Just to put it in perspective, Wheeler is currently ranked 109 in terms of weighted on base average against him. So it really depends on the outing for him, but as of late, he's been crushing it, especially against hard-hitting teams like the Angels, the Mets, and the Braves, as well as the Padres. He's sitting with a WAR of 2.3 on the year and is the leading Philly pitcher in terms of WAR. Great for Wheeler. Hopefully he keeps it up. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it, subscribe to it, and leave us some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow. But in the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.